And on the line now, I have our friend Padraig Conlon from the Northside People. Good afternoon, Padraig.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good. And we're going to talk about some of these stories in the Northside People. Do you want to start off with the headline?
Yeah, so we led this week with a bit of good news, was news. The win by local musician For Those I Love, who took home the best album of the year award at the Art Choice Music Prize recently. Are you a fan, or are you aware of his music,
of the band? No,
it's one artist, David Balfe, yeah, is his real name. He's the person behind For Those I Love. It's David from Coolock, and you know, it's a very, very good story. Obviously tinged with a bit of sadness as well. The album, in his acceptance speech, David said the album and the award is dedicated to his best friend, who was the spoken word poet Paul Curran, who sadly passed away in 2018. And so, but for David, obviously this is a huge huge high point in his career. I wasn't aware of too much of his work, showing my age, but this one of my colleagues said, you know, to definitely check it out and say it's brilliant. I've only heard like over the weekend, and a great mixture of spoken word and music of it. Sort of, I'm just trying to, what would you compare it to? Do you remember The Streets, your man Mike Skinner?
Yeah.
It's sort of similar to that type of music, but it's quite great for the local area as well.
It is, it's brilliant. Congratulations there too.
Mm-hmm. He's flying the flag for the North Side, yep. Obviously the home of music in Dublin.
All right, we'll move on. On page 3 here, this is a new one to me, World Seagrass Day.
Yeah, it seems that every day now is a World Something Day. It's hard to keep track of them all, but apparently March the 1st was World Seagrass Day. Now, for listeners who aren't too familiar about seagrass, these are the only flowering plants that live underwater. They actually grow entirely underwater. Now, to celebrate the day, some local students from Art School La Salle in Raheny went to North Bull Island along with the mayor and a few other important people to launch a new poster titled Seaweeds and Seagrasses from North Bull Island. It's great to see young people so interested in the environment and the importance of looking after our home and places we're going to have to obviously rely on in the future and for our existence. So the basic idea behind the poster was to inform people of the fragility of seagrass species. They're very vital to keep everything in place in the sea, and as same as everything else at the moment on the planet are in danger from pollution, coastal erosion, you name it, basically. So apparently Dublin Bay has a particular significance as a UNESCO biosphere, so it's good to see everyone taking care of our local environment, and well done to all the kids, local kids who are involved in that.
Okay, now the next page is the letters page, and I actually wanted to ask you something about this, because there's a letter there. I won't mention the chap's name that wrote it, because it's not my place to, but I was just wondering, is this true? This is about financial Russian firms and Ireland and round trip again. Do you fact check these letters? Like, is it true that there's more than 118 billion was funneled from Ireland to Russia between 2005 and 2017?
Yeah, well, I actually, interestingly enough, I do fact check all of them, you know, because obviously we can't have anything be, you know, obviously misleading or defamatory. And I got there, so I Googled. I had heard about that because it was raised, I think it was the Examiner raised it there recently as well. It was a research paper from Trinity College, financing Russian firms, Ireland's and round tripping, and I have to cite obviously the people who created Killian Doyle and Jim Stewart. So that's a whopping amount of money was funneled from Ireland to Russia. Mind-boggling.
It's crazy stuff, really, isn't it?
It is, exactly. And now, you know, we have people, you know, within our own, I suppose, establishment calling for sanctions and stuff against Russia, obviously, you know, in light of what they're doing in Ukraine. But a lot of these very same people who we facilitated or put in place the system that could facilitate, you know, basically the funnel of money from this country to Russia. Now, the number, given was 118 billion. Now, that also, you know, was over a period of 12 years, but it's still
a lot of money.
Astonishing. It is. It's frightening to think, that what some of that money was, probably where it came from and what it was used for as well.
Yeah.
But
I'm just looking here as well. Last month, Alan Kelly spoke
partly
in the
brought up in the Dáil, in the Dáil, but now departed from the political scene, Alan Kelly.
I wonder was any was related to him with this.
I don't know. It's all been very quiet about this. Apparently the parliamentary party have lost faith in him, whatever. But it seems to be the story, and we might have a Dubliner, albeit Southsider, could be the next Labour leader, with the talk of Ivana Bacic being tipped to take over from Alan Kelly. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. Also, I suppose alongside, you know, talking about Russia, I don't know, we changed the mastheads on our papers this week to the colours blue and yellow, obviously to show solidarity with the Ukrainian people. It's just a small measure, but we felt it was.
Yeah, I've seen that, Jack. That's very good. So that letter actually amazed me when I read it. But we'll move on. Your colleague Gary Ibbotson wrote about the pedestrian access badly needed at Newbridge Domain.
Yeah, and there's been a few of these similar stories around Dublin. Residents from Semple Woods in Donabate, they had a protest a few weeks ago to highlight the need for a pedestrian and cycle path through the site. Now, you know, they say that they have safety concerns regarding access to the domain, and they say the only way to get to the estate is by a very narrow and dangerous footpath along what is a very busy Hurst Road. So Karina Johnson, who's a local Labour Party representative there, saying that, you know, it's time that the council took on board local residents' fears. She said that the Labour team, Duncan Smith, the local TD, and Councillor Robert Donoghue and herself have been pursuing it for some time. You know, this is kind of one of these kind of mind-boggling things. You wonder, why can't the council just get this sorted? You know, it's absolutely, you know, it's dangerous as well. And, you know, the first thing they should be doing is to, you know, have access, like, in the local area, and us kind of make it harder for people. Gary deals as well some local you know, people who use that pedestrian way who may have disabilities, also, you know, mothers pushing prams, they have to move on to the busy road if they encounter somebody else. So it's a bit ridiculous way for me. The council can't get this sorted. What would it take, a week or two to amend this bit of road? Like, sure, you know, it's just do it. Like, you know, they need to be petitioned by so many residents groups and politicians before things get done. Not having to go, that's not specifically to Fingal County Council. I think a lot of the local authorities sometimes need a bit of pressure put on them to get stuff done.
Hopefully, and get that sorted. Talking about Fingal County Council, I see they're to give out 16,000 trees this National Tree Week.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would you give them?
Tree Week as well. It's another. It runs from the 21st to 27th of March. So, as you said, the local authority are going to give out three trees at four key hubs. They haven't been announced yet where these hubs will be. And it's all part of the council, like I say, the plan to create a greener and healthier Fingal for future generations. So they're planting trees in some places and cutting them down in other places, but who am I to point the finger at that?
Yeah. Who are we? We just get ourselves in trouble again.
Exactly. Right. No, it's a good game. Yeah.
Do you remember the millennium? We were all given a millennium tree.
I don't remember the tree now. I remember the millennium, all right.
I'm not sure if it was a millennium tree, but I know at one stage we were all given trees and a little map as to show where it is.
I wonder how many. There's a good follow up now. I wonder how many of these millennium trees went on to flourish. I remember the milk bottles. I remember them with the. They had the millennium on it and the. The little crest of Dublin, I remember that.
Look into that and see where the many millennium trees are. I think we have our little map somewhere at home. Anyway, is there anything you'd like to add?
That's all about it there, John. And want to thank everybody for supporting us and for providing us with always plenty to report on. And just to always reiterate that, please feel free to contact us about all any events you want publicised, any news issues with the council, etc. That's all, John.
Okay.
Thank you as well for having me on.
No problem, you're always welcome. I have to go because we're running out of time, so I'll talk to you later on, Padraig.
No worries, John.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks very much. Thanks, John. All the best. Bye now.
You too.